It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest for this week is BFM Good Sort, Amelia Berry. She hosts the show on Wednesday nights and also plays as I'm Amelia and in Polyester. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, doing thanks. Pretty I didn't good. Realize I was going to get such a wide-ranging intro. Usually yeah. I have to like separate my personalities out, you know.
No, I thought like want to just highlight all of the stuff that you do around here and all that kind of stuff.
Generally just am involved in weird music things.
No, well, we're going to talk a little bit about Polyester and I'm Amelia because I want to hear about that side about that side as well, and exciting. Some of the influences that you have on that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
So you've chosen three tracks for us.
Yes.
All from the 80s.
Yeah, they're all super 80s. Yeah. Well, I thought I would kind of bring out some tracks that have informed the, I guess, like new direction that Polyester's been going in. Because mm-hmm. I think, I mean, apart from our latest single, the previous time everyone had heard us, we were like a jangle pop band.
Yeah.
And now it's way more synthy. So I thought I'd bring out some tracks about that change.
Let's say the first track. What's the first track that you're going to play for us?
So the first track is Underwater Boy by Verna Lindt, which I heard about because my friend Dottie, who makes music as Frank Stein, which I think mm-hmm. we've played some of on BFM.
Yep.
Her mum was really into it, and she was like, Amelia, you should listen to this track. I think you'd like it. And I was like, oh. And it just, I don't know, there's something about the textures that it uses. Yeah, mainly the textures and like the sound design of the track, I got really deeply into, and I think the production on, because I produced the Polyester recordings as well, and so the production has been really informed by, I think, particularly this track, but the whole album is pretty good.
Okay. So you chose this track more for the, like, what you chose this track over the other tracks on the album because of its production?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of the rest of the album is a bit more, like, jaunty, and this one is quite, there's a lot of space there, so you get to really hear all of the sounds.
Oh, perfect. Well, let's give it a listen.
All right.
What was it called again?
Underwater Boy by Verna Lindt.
Perfect. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
lovely.
Yeah, it's very kind of atmospheric and gorgeous, what I think.
I can definitely notice that space that you were talking about in the production.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, which is nice. We were just discussing off air about how you stumbled upon all of these 80s songs and this kind of style of 80s rather than like the rock style of 80s and all that kind of stuff. And tell us the story again.
It started coming from like a couple of different directions at once, and then I realized that this stuff existed, because I'd always thought of like the main stuff I liked from the 80s was like the jangly pop stuff and then like the post-punky stuff. And then I said how I found this track, and then Michael, who is the bass player of Polyester, he got really into the Ra band, and like especially a couple of songs, Messages from the Stars and Clouds Across the Moon. They've got a really kind of similar tone to this. And once I had kind of found these few, I couldn't stop. I wanted to find more and more of this stuff, because I just found it so interesting. Like, it seems kind of in some ways really out of step with the rest of what was happening in the 80s, and then in other ways, like the gated snare and all of the funky synth sounds, like really in time with it. I just found it like a really interesting area of music that I hadn't really thought about before.
So this next one that you're going to play for us as well, do you think that kind of taps into that same kind of field of the 80s synth?
Yeah, a little bit. So this one, I got into this one a bit earlier because, I mean, Aztec Camera, it's an Aztec Camera song, because Aztec Camera, they're kind of more on the, like, jangle pop side, and there's fewer like keyboards and stuff in this, but just really the like really interesting chord progressions in this were really kind of an exciting moment for me, because I always thought, you know, you can have those exciting chord progressions if you're like the Beach Boys or you're doing jazz. I didn't realize you could have kind of like an upbeat pop song that had these really weird, like kind of like funk soul Al Green chord progressions in them.
Do you have anything like that in the music that you've been making through Polyester or Amamelia?
They're a lot easier to get away with in Amamelia, because that's electronic music that I produce myself, and so if I want to have a very odd chord progression, it just involves me writing a series of parts for that, whereas with Polyester, it means having to teach a whole band.
Yeah. And you're working collectively, and there's a whole different side of working.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's one thing to write some augmented chords with 13ths added in them.
Yeah.
And it's a whole nother thing to ask your guitarist to play them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. What was this one?
This is All I Need Is Everything by Aztec Camera.
Perfect.
Myself
Sounds like your older stuff.
Yeah. Well, so that's from the like the second Aztec Camera album, which for a long time I was like, oh, it's terrible. It's a bad one. And their first album sounds very like quite a lot. Like when we were making our early music, we were listening to a lot of that like early 80s Scottish pop. So like Orange Juice and Aztec Camera. And I was listening to like some Joseph K and things like that. But yeah, like my eyes started to open to weird synthesizers and bongos. I really like bongos.
Bongos are nice.
Also, there's like a Spanish guitar solo at the end of that song, and we've been trying to work one into the album, although Tane is...
Are you forcing it?
Well, no. See, I think everyone's keen to do it. Tane's just a bit... but anxious about his Spanish guitar skills, which is, I think, fair enough.
Understandable.
He's not a like trained flamenco guitarist, but I mean, I and the rest of the band fully believe he can pull it off.
Should be able to do
it. We just need to get it down on tape.
Mm. Give it a go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's this last one that you're going to play for us?
So this one is probably has the least like emotional story behind it. It's just...
fun,
I think. Yeah, just like a fun kind of thing that I found while I was exploring this kind of weird area of 80s music. And yeah, so this is the kind of thing that I've just been listening to a lot of, these kind of like,
recently.
Yeah, these like big pop songs with like all kinds of wacky shit going on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give it a listen. Thanks very much for coming up and talking to me.
It was my pleasure.
We're going to play an I'm Amelia track after this one here, so exciting. Everyone can get an idea of what kind of style you've kind of created out of all of these songs.
Yeah, it's basically the same as Polyester, but more repetitive and with electric drums and right. No singing. I've got a type. But yeah, this is Sold on You by Sophie and Peter Johnson.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
So we're going to play I'm Amelia, Round the Rocks, which is a track that was on Rotate quite a while ago. I just want to ask you one last question.
Okay.
So you're playing at Laneway Festival in less than a week.
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to see on the lineup?
I think it's between The Internet and Sandy Alex J.
Yeah. I'm going to both of those.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're both going to be really, really cool. I mean, the lineup's so good. Bad, Bad, Not Good should be really good as
Bad,
well. I know that Kiria, our drummer, is very excited for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
definitely. They're on one of my top as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. There are a lot on there, though, that are definitely worth seeing. So if you get the chance, go buy a ticket and come along early and check out Amelia in Polyester.
Yeah, please.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.